Everybody here is
Well, it run out on that side, and here I am on the other side. I've changed the speed now to a faster speed because it's getting pretty late, and I want to try to get this tape made out before I go to bed. So I know y'all changed the speed on y'all's recorder and everything, so I try to get this whole thing made out now. And right now, I'd like to say, sis, I hope that you're feeling a lot better, and hope that your operation came through okay, and said that little word of prayer for you on the 18th, last Sunday, and hope you're feeling all right. And, well, I wanted to get up and get you a get well card, but hadn't had a chance, but I'm sure that you understand about that. I wish that I'd be there to come see you while you're there in the hospital and everything, but I'm sure you're back home by now, and hope that everything went okay. I sure did hate to hear that Grandma and Grandpa moved back to East Texas. I guess they not going to be satisfied unless they're moving around, but I sure did hate to hear that they moved back down there. I hope that I get to see them when I come back. Maybe I can stop by there and see them on the way, or stop back by there when I start back. I was hoping they'd be there in Fort Worth when I got back, but I guess they got to move once in a while. Hope all the folks is doing okay. And, well, I hadn't heard from anybody except y'all and Linda and Linda's mother and dad and her sister for a long time now. But, of course, I don't hardly write as much as I did when I first got over here, but I don't know, it's just hard for me to sit down and write a letter anymore. But pretty soon it'll be to where that we can talk to each other rather than have to write letters. Oh, by the way, today, you know, I told you I had the day off, and I was laying in my bunk here in the old hooch, and our lieutenant, platoon leader, he come through, and he started talking to me, and gave me one of these old re-up talks, you know. I just kind of laughed at him, but he said, Dave, he said, you're going to be ETSing pretty soon, ain't you? And I said, yeah. I said, not too long now, sir. And he said, you ever thought about re-enlisting? And I said, well, I thought about it and then forgot about it and kind of laughed, you know. And he said, well, I don't know. He says, I don't know what the situation was in the 34th, but he said, you know, you could probably get 5 right off the bat here if you was to re-enlist. And I said, well, I said, it don't mean that much to me. I said, I'd like to have gotten 5 before I left over here in Nam, but I said, as far as I'm concerned now, y'all can take your 5 and give it to somebody that wants to make a life out of themselves. I said, but the Army just ain't for me. He looked at me kind of funny, you know. I just kind of give it to him in a way that he couldn't give it to me. He couldn't say anything back to me, and he kind of looked at me in a way that, what is this? Just walked off. And I guess I shot another promotion, but promotions don't mean anything to me anymore because I'm so short now that the money situation, it wouldn't make a lot of difference. And well, I'm just glad that I've got through the service without any Article 15s or any bad marks on my records, and everything be straight and clean when I get back home and start out a whole new sheet when I get there. Well, y'all, I tell you, I can't think of much else to say, so there's still a little tape left, but I'm going to shut this thing off and get in and go to bed. It's nearly 10 o'clock. I just let my light on. It's nearly 10 o'clock, and so I'm going to get in and go to bed. 5:30 comes pretty early. And y'all, send me another tape quick as you get this one, because it'll probably be the last one y'all get to send me. And I'll write y'all every chance I get, and want y'all to do the same. I really enjoy hearing from you. And, well, everything's Well, it's just about to an end now. We'll all be back together and have a big old family reunion when I get back home. So saying good night to you, and God bless all of you. You're in my prayers each and every day. And, well, Lord only knows how happy I'll be to get back home and be with all of you once again. So I'm going to cut this off. And y'all, like I said, y'all write when you can. And I'll be writing you every chance I get. So good night, and I'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.